Once again, for our media members on the call, if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning.
Obviously, a difficult day for you guys in Harrisonburg on Saturday on the short end of an 84-7 score. Talk about the game from your perspective and what happened.
It'll take a little while. Bottom line is that's a good football team down at James Madison. We, came up and, gave up initial scores that continued to score at will. We did not play well on offense, did not play well on defense, did not play well on special teams, and James Madison did. It's a very good, solid football team, that got way out of hand for us, and the numbers are atrocious. It's embarrassing, and it'll be a very good opportunity for our program to assess itself, to push forward and go through and try to finish this season in a strong way with an off week and then 2 weeks ahead of us.
You guys had, coming into that game, had been playing fairly well, certainly in stretches. How much, as you've gone back and looked at it, as you said, how much of it was a quality team like JMU, and how much did you feel like it was self-inflicted with mistakes that you guys made?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, as it always is. I think that the James Madison and Villanova are very similar teams. I thought Villanova on the day we played them probably could have done the same thing that James Madison did. But we contribute to the factor in terms of turnovers, and turnovers just the faucet is on and we got to get it stopped. And, turnovers that turn into touchdowns and become touchdowns immediately certainly don't help the final score. At the end of the day, a loss is a loss, whether it's by one or by 100. And, we've got to correct our problems and move on, and we will.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Jim, if you got a mulligan, or maybe you didn't need one, in terms of strategy, how do you think Madison is beaten by a CAA team? What's the plan?
Well, the plan is a similar plan we went into the game with, which is, you got to stop the back. They're a very good offensive line. You got to be gap sound. You got to be able to stop that kid from, getting up ahead of steam. Our whole game plan was to get up in there and get him before he started. And we were unable to get that done. He had a couple big knocks on us. The quarterback and receivers are really efficient dudes. And, you've got to be able to make sure you take the big ones off the table. We had a couple of 50-50s deep that they came up with. And I think, you're going to have to try to take it off that team offensively. Three times gives you the best opportunity to win the football game. More would obviously be better. In terms of their defense, I mean, they're solid. They run around. I think that, that they do a nice job. How you got to handle that is, again, you got to establish some form of run game. There are some holes in the short passing area that you can probably exploit, but we were unable to because of our lack of performance. And then you got to come down with a couple of pops over the top and match their scores. So, I'm really interested to see how you guys will make out. I think it'll be a good game. The other component to beating James Madison is to keep the ball away from that punt returner. I mean, we tried to, and our punter was able to keep it far enough away. You're better off with a 35-yard punt out of bounds and giving a chance for that kid to take it back.
Thanks, Coach. If I could follow up, your opening remarks sounded like you weren't sour on Madison based on the difference in the 84 points. That didn't seem excessive to you. It was just one of those games where it got rolling?
No, I mean, I've never felt that it's anybody's responsibility ever to take their foot off the gas. I think it's our responsibility to stop them. We had a number of turnovers that turned into scores. There's nothing, that you can really go ahead and take your foot off the gas in those situations. They had a running back that went down there, had a walk-in touchdown that threw himself down on the 1 yard, which was an incredible sign of sportsmanship, and it's either coming from the kid or the coaching staff. So I got no problems with it. Our job's to stop people, and, the rest of that nonsense doesn't play with me.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Will Johagen with The Independent.
Coach, you talked about kind of reassessing going into the bye week. What's the approach going to be to that process?
Well, I don't know if it's a reassessment, Will. I mean, you know, we've obviously got, you know, problems we need to fix. I mean, you know, I think we've thrown 10 interceptions in, you know, 2 weeks, and it's an incredible amount. You know, unfortunately, you know, I don't look at them. You know, there were a couple of sailed throws last week, which, you know, I know Jordan wanted back, but there was a couple more tips that turned into, you know, big plays for the other team. You know, we'll look like we look every week at, you know, what we need to do schematically to give us a chance, but we need to get better fundamentally, and we need to, you know, be able to steady our feet after a staggering blow and try to finish this season strong. I think you're looking at two games, two opportunities to win football games, one on the road, one at home, to be able to, you know, set a good direction for the future of the football program, which I still believe is very bright. Looking from a very dark spot, obviously, after last Saturday, but, you know, I do believe that we can right this ship, and we will continue to fight to do so.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Kevin McNamara with the Providence Journal.
Yes. Hi, Jim. Just following up on what you just said there, you know, you've been at Rhode Island for, you know, a couple of years now, halfway through. Timing is bad because you just played probably with the best team in the league and one of the best in the country. But can you just kind of assess, you know, what kind of progress you've made, you know, in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think the people that have been attentive to the day-to-day operations and the week-to-week possibilities, you know, have, you know, stayed on board and see the continued improvement. If you're looking at from a, you know, from a distance, and you're talking third year in, to be able to lay that egg on a Saturday afternoon, you know, it certainly doesn't show that things are going exactly the right direction. I think the only thing you can do is to be able to show your, you know, commitment and your belief and proof that you're improving by what happens over the next 2 weeks. You know, that was a tough one to swallow, and I'm certain that there's a lot of people that will jump off board. But, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, that all I can urge people to do is to continue to watch us to go through the season, stay enthusiastically involved in what we're doing down here, and give our young kids a chance to go ahead and continue to go. Because as I've told them, I said there's a couple of significant beatings that we've taken, but we've taken them with some people who will be sitting here as fourth and fifth year seniors in a short period of time, and payback is a bitch.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim, you talked about the youth on your football team. I think four freshmen starting on your offensive line, and just talk about that building process. Is it a thing where going through some of the tough times, you hope it's going to pay off down the road?
So you're always anticipating that. A lot of our kids have had the opportunity to play earlier in their careers, and probably earlier than they're ready to step up to that challenge. But, I mean, they battled, and they battled well. I don't think that the offensive line, regardless, the four offensive linemen were, you know, true freshmen. I think that that's significant. I think that those guys went in and held their own versus a very solid James Madison group. I think that if you just, you know, the score gets lopsided, I think we, you know, probably at this point in time in the stages of our program development, it's going to be a tough out for James Madison and URI, but it certainly doesn't have to be, you know, to that level of a difference in score. But again, you know, when you're turning, if you're turning the ball over and they're going back for touchdowns, it's really not a whole bunch you can do other than try to eliminate those, and hopefully you can reduce the amount of turnovers and all the fundamental things that are important in winning and losing. So, you know, a loss is a loss, and we got to press on.
All right, Jim. Thanks, as always, for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.